It is through you that we remember. It is through you that we awake. For it is through the core of what you are downloading that we remember the wake. The wake is an emanation so smooth and so clear that ripples behind you, oh, trailblazer so dear. Thank you, grounders. Thank you, downloaders. Together, we are a team. Without one, without the other, we would be frozen in time. Together, we thaw the ice age. Together, we flow so swift. Together, we find freedom. Together, we will lift. We will lift ourselves from slumber. We will lift ourselves from shame, as together we remember from whence we all once came. Downloaders and grounders, you are the balance of two poles. There can be no one without the other. We would be nothing at all. Sink in if you're a grounder. Give in to your true weight. Don't shy away from anchoring. This is what you do. This is who you are. Lift up if you're a downloader. Extend your graceful neck. Reach up. You are a beacon. Be light. See light. Be light. There is a horizontal plane and there is a vertical plane. Both exist. Ultimately, they will be one and the same. In the interim, let us map their course. For the first leads to the second via the inclined plane. The horizontal plane is what you are most familiar with now. It is the trajectory that you have walked upon most commonly as human beings. From birth to death, with several points in between, you've walked this path like millions who have come before you. Some of you are satisfied with this, or so you feign, you numb yourselves. For all do know this, this is not our glory. This is a temporary numbing pain. We are meant to be marvelous beings. We are all meant to shine. We are meant to be freedom. Then why this horizontal plane? Why this need for suffering? Let's change this now. Let's reveal a true option. Let's unveil what is happening. We are in the midst of a progression, an exodus of sorts. We're leaving behind the old dominion. We're stepping up on a moving wire. This wire is fine, little room for wobble, yet it is safe, it is secure. It's like a tightrope, born of safety, high above what was cesspool. As we lift ourselves upon it, we begin to feel weightless light. This is called the inclined plane. It is not yet the vertical flight. It is now appearing in many humans, showing up within their lives. They're beginning to feel restless, an inner stirring, no longer content with their former lives. Responding to this apparent chaos, to delusions falling all around. Or for those who hold more wisdom, they are recognizing within, this is a sacred dawning of pure inspirational light. They, you, are yearning for something so much deeper. You're beginning to reach out to trust. This is the budding of to remember. You are shedding bondage as you open doorways. You are beginning to feel hope. You are shaking off your shells. You are bursting forth your cages. Initially, there is trepidation, perhaps. Fear dissolves and pure power, it is risen. Like a blazing sun, you remember yourself, the core of who you are. Bewildered for a wee moment, confused, you realize you've come so far. For who you once thought, I am, this is not your eternal nature. It is mere a temporary costume, masking your true resplendent nature. This is the inclined plane. This is the course of waking up. This is the zone of shedding illusions. This is the time of stepping up. These transitional days, they are numbered, and they are oh so precious. Never again will you walk this way. You are walking right out of your past. What lights your inner fire, your flame, it is so potent, so alluring. Yet it and light, they're not the same. The first is a match. The second is constant burning. The match lights the flame. Then it is expired. The torch, the eternal flame, once lit, it continues forever burning. At first, it is a simple flicker to acclimate you to the light. As you begin to recognize it, your ego opens to it as bright light. You no longer need this interim measure. You no longer need this bridge from little home to home. You can now embrace your ultimate splendor. You can embrace the vertical pole. The vertical plane is the ultimate. It is the direct path to the light. As you remember that you can never be blinded like an eagle, you begin to take flight. You will never look back again behind you. It will not even occur to you. For all that was past, it is enfolded. It never again is separate from you. For the ultimate magic you are becoming, it is deeply remembered in you. My name is sacred, and I am of you. Remember me, and you will remember you. You are transforming from solid to ether. Consider this a figure of speech. You are no longer tethered in space and time, dear. You are free now. You are free. You are called when all is ready, not before and none too late, for you are a part of a great matrix beyond your imagination to fathom to date. It is like a crystal, intricate yet simple. It is the shining light of home. When all are ready, when they can fully integrate, you are allowed to begin to light up. You are like a rocket, readying for takeoff. Takeoff to somewhere you've always called home. There is a sequencing, ultra-specific, oh so precise, it is so on the mark. It is like a funnel, a sand egg timer, a flow, a passage, and it is swift. It's not too swift for you to not linger, to take a while to enjoy this pace, to savor its sweetness, this marvelous transition, this great awakening you've been so patient for. And yet it is swift, for why would you linger when you can leave all this suffering behind? You're not abandoning anyone. You're not leaving anything. This is the paradox. It is so sublime. For all it is taken upon this epic journey, all it is taken, all is so swift. And yet it is safe kept. There's no room for error. A monumental orchestration happening just this one time. All energy is invested, all that's ever been created, everything that ever is or was, it's all embraced inside. You cannot awaken if all is ready. Try it. At this, you will not succeed. There is an energy template that is perfectly guiding. It is literally like walking upon a grid. You still do have freedom, the kind with which you're familiar, the quasi-freedom that you call free will. Yet soon you'll relinquish this too completely as you realize that it's what's allowed you to kill. As you surrender ego's last vestiges of holding on so tightly, you will experience magnificence beyond any splendor you can imagine, dream, or create. For as you offer up your free will, as you plug it in for once and for all of time, you set into motion a great turning. You set the lock free. You release a code. You get out of the way, as you are so fond of saying. You stop making trouble. You stop picking fights. For there is nothing ever to fight against once you surrender your free will. Heaven awaits you, and more than heaven. For most of you, heaven is an idea. It is a faint memory, a trailing sensation of something you hold so deeply dear. There is more than heaven. There is beyond heaven. Heaven is merely a stopover point. It is a place where souls await a next lifetime before they plunge into a new life again. Beyond this first heaven, a momentum is harnessed, and you will blast far beyond its near stratosphere. You will re-enter into timeless pleasance. You will re-enter into peace, my dear. You will never again need to experience a lifetime. You will never again have to be born here. You will never have to suffer, no choice, no option. You will never again be asked to drop in here. You will be free to fly home. You will be completely free.